Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, is this Hot Talk?
It's, yeah.
I want to jump in on this topic about them same-sex marriages.
I understand you were providing security for the marchers yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Same-sex marriages, yeah. You're for it or against it? What do you think?
No, I'm against gay marriage.
You are.
But I'm not for straight marriages either.
You're not for that either.
You ever been on the business end of Goldberg and Jones?
I understand that they only represented men in court cases.
You ever seen the ex Mrs. Grimman?
Well,
I'll tell you this, dude. Every dog has its day, and she had hers.
Oh, well.
Sounds real good when your bitch is in heat, huh?
Well.
And she turns on you like a Doberman. Just because of a wink, wink, nudge, nudge, indiscreet little Friday night with Margie the meter maid.
Mm-hmm.
Or as the boys downtown call her, Mads the Badge.
Yeah, she caught you then.
Oh, she could fill out a pair of police boots.
Really?
She could polish your star.
Well, what does that have to do with gay marriages?
It has to do with all marriages, dude. Marriage is a ceremony that turns your dream boat into a barge, right?
Hey, wait a minute.
You know, the only thing more painful than what marriage has waiting for you comes from my partner, my hip side helper, a little buddy I like to call Wedding Bell Bruiser.
Just anybody who gets married gets it, then.
I'll tell you, your head will go off like the chimes of St. James Cathedral on Easter Sunday. That's right. Ding dong. You'll experience the passion of Christ Almighty, what hit me.
Yeah, well.
So go on and marry Bob Bill. You'll get the Wedding Bell Bruise.
Oh, the Wedding Bell Bruise, I see. Now
I see two men holding hands, two women holding hands, a man and a woman holding hands. I'll assume you're about to walk down the aisle, and you give me no choice but to adjust your smile with 22 pounds of lead-filled West Tennessee hickory. I'll trip you, I'll flip you, I'll slip you into a pair of shiny chrome cuffs. And then I'll introduce your face to Mrs. Maple Pugh. Mrs.
Yeah, I got it. Right in the church, Maple
you
Pugh.
You get that, huh?
Yeah, I got that.
Mrs. Pugh?
Yeah.
You say a marriage turns your dream boat into a barge, is that right?
That's what you say.
I like that. There's a book.
Here's your song. Sing it, Grimman.
Marry Bob Bell. You get the Wedding Bell Bruise.
Oh, bye.
Groyman's good.
Yeah, sing it, Groyman.
You're damn right.
I was the one who came running.
If you steal gasoline, your license will be revoked in the state of Washington.
Gas. Yeah, it's like horse thief.
Yeah, it really is. They should do worse to you than that.
Yeah.
But I'm a...
You're what?
Well, I don't know. Good morning.
Go to the crime line. Who's this?
Is this the Headline Channel?
Headline Channel, yes. Yeah. It's Headline Radio News.
This drops to Lee Grimman, Seattle's toughest cop, right?
Yeah, you are.
I got a news flash for the DJs. Are they there?
Yeah.
You know, these high gas prices around town are causing a new wave of an old crime.
Hadn't heard about it. What's going on?
The old pump and run. That's right.
Okay.
I'm talking about gas theft. Petroleum pilfering, fuel filching. You listen to me, dude. You can pump and you can run, but you can't hide from the law.
How's that, sir?
That's right. Because I'm working undercover as the Texaco man all week. And if I catch anybody trying to gas up and drive off, I'll give you gas and drive it home.
How's that?
By giving you a premium high-test, high-pressure colonic. A nozzle full of 92 octane delivered straight to your sigmoid, dude.
Is that right?
You'll feel a fire down below.
That's some serious
you
business.
You heard of gas and go?
Yeah.
Well, this is gas and go, boom.
All right, sir.
Oh, I'm the cop at Texaco. I work from Maine to Mexico. I'm Officer Lee Grimman, and I'm pumping Ethel.
Yeah.
How are you? Oh, you even play a little song.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. No, congratulations on your
what
record.
Are you? What are you, a cop or a gas station attendant?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice.
Shut up!
That's the stuff, baby.
Yep.
Is this the radio station?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you the DJs?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right, dude.
Well, this is Officer Lee Grimman, Seattle's most disgusted cop.
Why is that? Why are you the most disgusted cop?
Because those knuckleheads in Olympia are trying to pass a public breastfeeding ordinance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, the idea of a woman exposing her jugs in public just makes me sick.
Yeah.
Now, why do you think God gave us Playboy? I say, leave that kind of thing in the barber shop where it belongs.
Well.
In fact, from this point forward, if I see any bosoms that don't conform to the Groyman standard of mammary code.
The sorry what?
I said, if I see any that don't conform to the Groyman standard of mammary code.
Mammary? You mean mammary?
I'm going to unload. You hear me?
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I don't want to see any busting out all over. Any slopers, sliders, fried eggs, or walleyes.
Yeah.
Jigglers, bobbers, or two pool balls and a pair of pantyhose.
Yeah. I resent that.
Yeah, if I want to see Winnebago's, I'll go to Polsbo RV, plus get a free cup of coffee.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And the only headlights allowed are on the front of your automobile. I don't want to see so much as a mosquito bite under your sweatshirt, lady. Or I'm going to have to take things into my own hands.
Well, that's pretty.
So you want to show them, huh? Well, I want to show you 22 pounds of Woody. I like to call my knocker. Right on the top of your airfield. Yeah. That's right.
Okay, I resent this.
Over and out, huh?
This whole conversation has been offensive.
Yeah.
Shut up.